Road trip to start it off, a division game, and you've given yourselves a 10-point lead over this hockey club. I know it's early in the year, but a big 4 points, isn't it?
All these games in our division, they will be important throughout the year, because whether you're playing an opponent or one of your other division rivals is playing tonight too, so there's a lot of points on the line. These are critical games. I like the way we started. It's been our energy level was right, and we played a good solid game.
How big was it just being able to capitalize on that first power play?
Yeah, that's important on the road. It really settles you into a good feeling, and then even when they make it, they tie that game, you don't feel like you're chasing the game.
It goes through your mind when you see Mark Scheifele come to the defense of a teammate?
Well, I thought we were doing that a lot, maybe to the point we didn't need to do that all the time. Careful not trying to control that too much. You know, these guys are a really close-knit group, and they spend a lot of time together, and they like each other. So some of that is just reaction. We've got to make sure that we understand that hits are going to happen in this game, and we don't have to react to every one. But I love it. Young player like that feeling like he's really a part of the team, and every one of those guys is his teammate.
Your forwards a bit depleted right now. You needed some guys to step up, and
Adam Lowry, good for him. You know, some pucks. He's had some great chances. Had one the other night coming out of the corner, and hasn't gotten any breaks around the net. But pucks to the net, that line, lots of energy. You know, and we talk about Mike Frolik, and he played well tonight. But Matt Halschuk's another guy that seems like whatever line he goes and plays on, he brings so much energy to the game that they play well.
I think it's been key for the top line, obviously, not only checking and also getting big points in production for you guys.
Well, right from the start, when you go back to training camp, most of you guys came in this season, tested out very, very fit, like a complete team-first concept and everything they've done and their practice habits and the way they work. And they knew when they went back together, I think they knew they could be really, really good, but they had to play a certain way for it to be of value to our team. So Blake's gone a little stretch without scoring a goal. Mind you, he's got 4 points in his last two games. And when I can, we get them against the other team's best. And if they can, you know, Mark Scheifele's line had to play against Sagan for most of the night and did a really nice job there too. So it helps when the other three lines are watching those guys battle pucks out and not turning the puck over and cheating the game, then there's nobody else on that bench that gets to do it.
Speaking of those other three lines, a pretty good opportunity to use the majority of your forwards quite a bit here.
Yeah, it was good, especially in the third period there. They went to a three-line rotation, which really didn't help us, but you know, we talked about it before the period with the coaches that we were going to work that fourth line in hard, you know, because they had earned it. And they played they really responded well. They gave us their best shifts of the game were in the third period, lots of energy, positionally really solid. And that, it's critical. You got to, in games like this or in any game, you got to have a comfort level with that fourth line.
Just a thought on getting ready for Colorado. I know you've got a day away from the rink tomorrow, but right back at a team that you're very familiar with here.
Yeah, they're going to be angry about the result in Winnipeg. I know they're in a tight game with Nashville, so they're playing a good solid game in there tonight, and we'll expect the same.